The group each year releases health insurance market rates. Executive Director Robert Craig says Minnesota embraced and built upon the Affordable Care Act, and as a result, their costs to get health care insurance are noticeably lower than those in Wisconsin. A year ago, minority Democrats in the legislature authored a bill that would enable qualified people needing health care to use the public credits through the Affordable Care Act and Wisconsin Badger Care to get health insurance. One of the authors of the bill, State Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee.
Providing a Badger Care public option would help to ensure that the cost, the rising cost of health care, can remain lower, because generally speaking, these rates tend to be lower than the rates that are paid by commercial insurance companies. And this would also ensure that no matter where Wisconsinites work, where they live, or how much they make, there would be an opportunity for them to enroll in the Badger Care program.
Johnson is a member of the Joint Finance Committee. Another minority member, Representative Chris Taylor, said the Walker administration refusal to take the money offered by the federal government through the Affordable Care Act has cost Wisconsinites. Governor-elect Tony Evers has said he supports the public option. Wisconsinites who buy insurance on their own would pay premiums and deductibles on average about 32% less if a Badger Care public option were available. Wisconsinites on the individual insurance market will face premiums and deductibles 50% higher on average than their counterparts in Minnesota. Republicans say the problem is the Affordable Care Act itself, and taking the money they feel would only make the system worse. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.